TED Audio Collective.
Hi, it's Jennifer Garner here, guest hosting today on TED Talks Daily. Here's a talk from journalist and TED fellow Almudena Torral about documenting and fighting the invisible consequences of traumatic events like child separation at the border.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
It's a warm morning, and I'm surrounded by six-year-old children in a classroom. One by one, they cheerfully hug one of their friends, who just came back home from a trip. They comment on her new dress and her new hairstyle. But the girl does nothing. She looks towards the distant horizon, eyes fixed. The kids start wondering why she doesn't speak. The girl's name is Arayansi. And the trip she has just returned from is not a vacation. She left Guatemala with her dad in May 2018 for the United States. Several months later, she's back, but she has gone silent. I'm filming this feeling overwhelmed. I'm finding it difficult to look through the viewfinder of my camera. Her post-traumatic stress disorder is so visible. I am in tears. I am a journalist who documents aftermaths for a living. The impact, the invisible consequences, what happens when the media spotlight is gone. That's why I've spent hundreds of hours listening to and watching people deeply affected by trauma. Survivors of trafficking, child rape, gang slavery, forced labor, and immigration enforcement. Different from the job of psychiatrists and aid workers, I've dedicated my life to listening to them to make their stories public, in first person, in their own voice. Despite all the limitations of words and photographs and films, I believe better stories about the effects of trauma in people's lives are essential. They can show us the real consequences of seemingly abstract government policies. They can trigger understanding across political divides and awaken our universal sense of empathy. Survivors like the now deceased Jennifer taught me the brutal bondage does not happen far away. David taught me the horrors refugees flee from are scarier than any obstacle in the quest for safety. Arayansi brought home for me that governments of developed nations also harm using trauma as a weapon. The word trauma comes from ancient Greek. It's the word for injury. It's the psychological wound that stays after something really terrible has happened to us. It affects our body, our mind, our memory, and our sense of safety in the world. War, violence, kidnapping, torture, they are all causes of trauma. But it does not only happen far away, far from you. In the United States, for example, several large-scale community studies have shown that exposure to violence and terror, like rape, domestic abuse, or trafficking, are common and damaging in times of peace. What I witnessed in that classroom in Guatemala was the aftermath of the zero-tolerance policy. It separated children from parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. Arayansi was sent to a shelter and two foster families, while her dad was deported. In her despair, she took a pair of scissors and cut her own hair as a form of protest. A psychologist diagnosed her with acute stress. warning would become post-traumatic stress disorder that longer time passed. The damage of this type of separation at an early age, just like other forms of abuse, can be permanent if the child doesn't receive help. In order to justify this kind of violence, there is a will to make certain people seem very different from us. Evil, rapists, animals, criminals. Stripping off their humanity is a deliberate technique used by governments with plenty of examples in history books. In this case, the so-called evil, criminal, and animal was a shattered 6-year-old girl. We published a Dayansi's documentary. The story won a World Press Photo Award, thanks to which Dayansi's receiving therapy in Guatemala. She's on her slow way back to recovery, dancing and daydreaming. But most others have not gotten access to care. Hundreds haven't even been reunited with their families. The trauma these policies cause can have generational effects. Even in Dayansi's fortunate case, the family has no institutional support and is in deep debt. We, humans, heal from trauma through feeling safe, through storytelling, and through establishing connection with others and our communities. For this little girl, reframing the story she will tell herself is part of her healing. For us as a society, reframing her story and pressuring our governments to do better is part of reclaiming our dignity as equals. Thank you.
Hello, Chris Anderson, head of TED here. That talk was by one of our impressive TED Fellows. The TED Fellows program recognizes local leaders and equips them to make change on the global stage. There's a possibility you could be one of them. Learn more at ted.com/fellows and apply today to join the program. That's ted.com/fellows.
PRX.